All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 178 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be addressing an antecedent of the last days, and I'm going to be focusing on the church in Ephesus. My anchor scripture, by the grace of God, is going to be taken from the book of Revelations chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Revelations chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. It says, and I'll read from the New Living Translation. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven gold lampstands, I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. Verse 4. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches. But this is in your favor. You hate the evil deeds of the Nicolaitans, just as I do. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he's saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So this is again the beginning of the last days series. And being honest, we're not going to see every single thing about the last days in this series. As God allows me, I would at different times talk about the last days. It's a very vast topic. There are so many ways you can go. But the way I want to go today is to talk about the church in Ephesus. There are many lessons for us as believers. Now, there are two things I want to draw before I even jump into the main topic, which is the church in Ephesus. The first thing I want to draw is this. You know, between Revelations 2 and 3, the Spirit of God wrote letters to seven churches. I want to ask you this. If the Lord were to write a letter to you right now, what would that letter contain? What would that letter contain? Again, it kind of seems like a weird question, but it's a question that many of us have to think about. That letter from the Spirit of God to the seven churches was like a report card. It detailed their successes. It detailed their failings. If God were to give a testimony concerning you today, were to assess how your life is right now, What is it going to be like? So the one encouragement I want to give you from all of this is check your own life. Assess your life. Where do you stand right now? Because again, you don't want to wait till it's too late. The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his own soul? It doesn't profit anything. It literally doesn't profit anything. So check your own life. How are you living right now? Are you living a life to please yourself? Or are you living a life to please and to honor God? Hey, the decision is yours. The decision is absolutely yours. If God is writing a report card, right? Because that's the thing I think many people don't understand. Let's say, for example, you're in school. You can do whatever you want. You can study hard or you can dilly-dally about. But at the end, your report card at the end of the semester, your grades will be a reflection of your efforts all throughout the semester. The thing is, in the end, on the day of judgment, when you're standing before God, Your life will be assessed based on what you did at different points during your life. You're going to answer for those things. So what's the report card of your life? What does it look like? That's the very first thing I think I want to emphasize. The second thing I want to emphasize before I go to the main topic, and I'm kind of getting a feeling that this church in Ephesus is going to be a two-part series. The second thing I want to emphasize is this. In Revelations chapter 2 and chapter 3, the Spirit of God was talking to the churches. It wasn't talking to unbelievers. In fact, let me tell you this. There are messages concerning the last days that honestly don't really apply to unbelievers. So who is an unbeliever? An unbeliever is someone that has not given their lives to Christ. This message was to churches. It was to churches. It's not like God was speaking to unbelievers here. No, he was speaking to churches. He was speaking to churches. So that's one thing that's very important to keep in mind. Because if you look at the order of the book of Revelations, one thing that God tries to do is to warn his church first. And then, because God does not want his church to participate in events known as the Great Tribulation, that is something that can always be discussed in the future. So God was warning his own first. He was warning them ahead of time. Now, the third lesson I want to grab from here before we start in the main church in Ephesus is, what kind of Christian are you? What kind of Christian are you? Because if you actually go through the letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor that are described by John in this book of Revelations, there are three categories of churches that you can have. The first category are churches where God had nothing wrong to say about them. They had straight A's on their report card from the Lord. Category number two were churches that did not have straight A's. They had some good things, but they had some bad things going with them. And then category number three were people that the Lord had nothing good to say about. Nothing good. Obviously, you want to make it to heaven, you need to be in category number one. But you may actually notice after going through the seven churches, if I'm not mistaken, there were only two churches that met that bid. And then category number two was the biggest category of churches where, you know, you see people, they seem to be living a godly life, but there is quite a bit of sin kind of hanging around. If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, where it says, "My brethren, seeing that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets." So some people, they have that sin that so easily besets kind of clouding around them. And then the third category, right? And again, notice, like I said at the beginning, the Spirit of God was not speaking to unbelievers. These were churches. Category number three were churches where there was nothing good God had to say about them. So what category do you belong to? What category do you belong to? If you've not given your life to Christ, you've not even started on this journey. I'll give you an opportunity to do that at the end of this podcast. But again, just ask yourself, what category am I? Because again, it's people that are in category number one that will make heaven. Because if you notice, as you read through the letters to the churches, for category number two churches, the Lord says, "But I have this against you. But I have this against you." So ask yourself today as a self-check, what are those things in my life that I know that the Lord will have against me? Now that you have the opportunity, go ahead and correct those things. Don't wait till the end. Don't wait till the last moment. Because again, you do not know. You literally don't know. You literally don't know. You don't know when your name will be called. I mean, there was somebody that I met. I'm pretty sure I met this person last month, you know, in church. This person showed up to church. First time, met the person, had a good conversation with this person. And then weeks ago, this person just died. And boom, I don't see, person is gone forever, right? Until eternity, depending on where the person went. So I'm just encouraging you today. Give your life to Christ and then assess yourself. God, what's my life like? Be honest in that assessment so that you can change. You have time. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets. What are those things in your life that do not please God, that do not honor the name of the Lord? You want to make that change. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want to give you an opportunity to join me in prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. I confess all my sins. Save my soul. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me of all my unrighteousness. Wash me clean of every sin. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I pray for all of us that have listened to this podcast. First, for the people that give their lives to you, please strengthen them, Lord, to do your will. And strengthen us as well to do your will. Strengthen us to obey your commandments. Help us, Lord, to assess our lives regularly. Help us to be category one believers. Those people that you'll write a letter about us and you won't have anything against us. Because your word says that be ye perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. So help us, Lord, to do your will. Help us to walk in your ways. And let the name of the Lord be glorified forever in our lives. Thank you, Most High God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So by the grace of God, we're going to continue part two of the church in Ephesus on Sunday, God willing. But again, just a few reminders. Number one, I'll encourage you, for those that give their lives to Christ, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. I'll tell you things you should do to grow in your walk with God. Number two, read the Bible every day. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is great. Read it, do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Meditate on it. I say more things about how to handle the Bible in episodes 96 to 101. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches these days, but they preach things that are completely contrary to the will of God. That is not a place you want to be at all. That is literally not a place you want to be. That is literally not a place you want to be. So I'll encourage you to find a place that preaches the true, pure, undiluted word of God. True, pure, undiluted word of God. Where you can fellowship with other believers, where they don't try to twist the word of God to match the current society. You don't want to be in those places. So find a true believing church. And again, as you find a true believing church and fellowship with other believers, you'll see your life take a turn for the better. So thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Bye for now. Shalom.